Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I could love you if you were a worm. Oh. I'm just saying, a lot of worms got picked up out in the garden by birds over the weekend when I was doing my gardening. So I hope you would not be one of those.
Well, you
chomp, said the beaks of the birds.
Were you feeding the birds my family?
No, I get what, all of your family now worms? I mean, what?
Well, yeah, if I were a worm.
Loaded question.
Like, yes, if I were a worm, obviously I'd have cousins and stuff in the yard.
Off a little bit tonight. I don't know. We just came out of Bible study. You couldn't have too many beers. No.
So that is my wife. After I asked her if she would still love me if I were a worm.
A very important question.
And you asked Brittany the same question?
Yeah, so I didn't tell her I was recording, and I just sat her down for a very serious conversation. And
so mean.
I think I gave her a heart attack.
Hello, you're off the office.
Okay. Hey, you got a second?
Yeah, what?
Come sit down. Come sit down.
Oh, my God.
So I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I have a pretty serious question to ask you.
Ask the question.
You look anxious.
I am very anxious.
Okay.
Are you recording this?
No, nothing on there. It could affect the future of our relationship.
Oh my God, what?
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
What? What?
Would you still love me if I was a worm? Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yes, I would still love you if you were a worm.
Why?
Because I love you. You're weird, but I love you.
She doesn't even
You're
hesitate.
Weird. You date someone that's a worm.
Well, it's you. Do I know it's you first?
I turn into a worm.
Right, so I've known you first.
Mm-hmm.
Then yes.
What are you going to do with me, though?
I don't know. A little Tupperware container with air holes. I'd give you some greenery. Some things to, like, move around in. Would you still love me if you were a worm?
I don't know if I'd want to date a girl who would date a worm.
But I know who you are first. Like, if I just found a worm, I wouldn't be like, oh, I love that.
How would we snuggle if I was a worm?
In your little Tupperware container.
Oh,
I'd tap
God.
On the window. Like, I love you. Dan Worm.
So you'd still love me if I was a worm?
I would still love you if you were a worm. I would love you a little bit less if you keep doing serious conversations about our relationship and ease me into it just quite like you did. Because my stomach is in knots. Do you have a worm?
Right now?
I don't know. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. I just told you I'd still love you even if you were a worm. Huh. Doesn't make you love me more?
Nothing could make me love you more.
You weirdo.
Gave the poor woman a panic attack.
Dan, just the way you laid that question up.
She was jittery for the rest of the night.
I don't blame her.
She was like, it's not fun to be with you.
Why are you like this?
This question is so stupid that now those of you that are listening to the show are sending us audio of you asking people in your life the same question. What's this first audio?
Yeah, so this woman that listens to the show, her name's Jill. She sat her daughters down and asked the question. And similar to Brittany, no hesitation.
All right, so serious question. Are you ready for me asking you it?
Yes.
Okay. If I was a worm, would you still love me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah?
Yes.
Absolutely? Even though if I had, like, no arms or, like,
yep.
I couldn't hug you back?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Just without even a second thought?
Mm-mm.
Right? You love me if I was a worm?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, girls.
You're welcome. Welcome.
I'd love you back, too, if you guys were worms. Don't worry. Yeah.
Like children of the year.
There's
Are
a lot.
You kidding me?
There's a lot of better people than me out there. I was like, I ain't trying to date a worm.
No, absolutely not.
Didn't Rob tell you? He's like, nah, I don't think.
Yeah,
I would
by
love
the end,
you.
He was like, yeah, I'm out. 1,000%. In this last one, Jill sat her husband down and asked, and there was such a long pause. I had to cut it down because I think we would have had dead air after she asked the question.
Right, super important question to me. It's like really, like I asked the girls, I'm gonna ask them all.
Yeah.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yes.
Like, you know, like I wouldn't have any hands. I couldn't help with stuff.
Yeah.
Snuggling up in bed would be pretty slimy.
I don't know if I'd do that, but I wouldn't not like you for it.
Dad.
I think I'm sure.
Everyone just feels like they're being set up. Like her husband just kept being like, is this a trap? Is this some deeper question that you have here?
This is the most we've ever talked about worms in the history of life.
I just love it. Shows people's true colors, man.
Dan, that was cruel. She loves you. If you were a snake, she would love you. If you were a worm, she would love you. Dan, you are so mean.
Well, turn me into a worm. I don't know what to tell you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.